Well, hello there. I have been thinking for a while about what to follow up with, if to follow up with anything. And statistically, for the short time that I've been on GWA, the oils that have interest me the most tended to be the ones of non-scripts, because it gives you access somehow to how a person thinks. Ironically, I find that there is something even more intimate somehow to see what kind of details someone drops, other than just getting access to very vulnerable moments where people get sexual gratification, fundamentally. And I didn't take much into consideration when doing my first audio. That was very much a means to an end for me. We'll just leave it at that. But there's some other audios that made me curious. And it's rare, but some audios have also directly affected me beyond the human fascination. So I thought, let's see how it goes. I have the house for myself for a couple of hours. I've just listened actually to said affected audios. Just showered. It's been getting a bit cold. Actually raining outside. I have a bit of my window open, so maybe, I don't know, maybe the microphone is good enough that you can't tell, but I'm just laying in bed, and there's still at the back of my head this, it's not conflicting, but this teasing idea of, should I or should I not? And I've, as in perfect improvisation, I have absolutely no idea where we're going, but if you quite metaphorically take my hand, we can see where we can get. I have shorts and my knickers under them, and a crop top, and just a bralette underneath. We might have to leave the top on only because that's where the microphone is attached. But we'll see. We'll see where it gets. We kept on having fantasies and visions the last week or so, listening to some stuff, and it's just. It makes me. It makes it so vivid to visualize that I wish it was as vivid to, like, feel your hands just brushing over my skin with your fingertips. Just like that bit of skin that is between my crop top. and my shorts, and there's my belly button there as well, which is very, I guess, caring and teasing. I keep thinking of those moments of electricity, that it's sort of that vacuum that gets between the end of one body and the beginning of the other, when you sort of still haven't touched, but you know that there is that mutual attraction, that at some point something is going to happen, and it's just a matter of how much you can delay that pleasure. And then all the time in between there's this tension and electricity, and then maybe at some point you're just walking somewhere together, and it's just by chance, and then suddenly the back of your hand just brushes against the back of yours, and there's this connection that it's made, and you can literally feel and know that there's no fucking going back. I think I'm just gonna pull my shorts down now. Just very, very lazily, very, very gently undemanding the tip of my fingertips is just caressing everything through my knickers, just slipping a finger right in a bit, but just barely feel a bit of the hair, but that's it. I'm not getting to anywhere else now. Just slightly parting my legs. There's this song, I think most of accidentally Arctic Monkeys song can be seen as extremely sexy from a girl's point of view. It's one of Alex Turner's talents, I guess, to delude girls into thinking he can actually be in love with them. But yeah, there's this thing about lying on your side with your hands and your arms between your thighs, and well, I'm lying on my back, but now I'm just, yeah, squeezing my thighs, sort of trapping my hand there, because I wish it was yours, and I wish I wish you could show me what exactly you want to do with me. You know, I tend to usually have a more sort of dominant position in any kind of sexual encounter. And meanwhile, I'm pulling my panties down now. And I guess that's part of what doing anything but scripts wasn't necessarily on my list, because there can be an openness and vulnerability in just knowing that people have no idea, and so you can be honest in ways that maybe you are not necessarily all the time, and that's serious. That's serious vulnerability. Who knows what can come out? I have to take it slower. I had to feel just how what just talking to you made me, and well, I am quite soaked already. Just drying the tip of my index finger from my opening. Just up, 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 up to my clit, and back down. I can't linger anywhere too much. Oh, or I'm gonna have a hard time continuing. I wonder what you would do. Like, would you want me to just just control and start moaning and start clamp down your fingers and feel them inside me? Or would you just tease me mercilessly, just teasing my lips, but never quite giving me enough? Well, despite being usually in the dominant side, there is something about this vulnerability that I guess brings out the switch in me, and I'm just like, it's nice to think that I would be safe enough to just let go for once and just be your little toy, be yours, and just not have a coherent thoughts in my head other than delicious things, your hands and your fingers, and maybe your tongue can give me. Gosh, I started bucking my hips and I didn't even realize. Okay, I'm gonna just get some of my spit and start just gently circling around my clit. Oh God, and my legs are just completely spread now for you. Oh, to feel your fingers. Oh my God, and your tongue on me. Oh, and to hear you say just how much you want me.
such a good girl. I am for you, being this wet. Oh my god. I want this to last. I also want you so much. Inside me. It's not even moving, I'm just spasming around it. And then back circling my clit again. Touching yourself for me. Oh, please show me how much you want me. How much they thought of me. Oh, it's making you hot. How much you would like to rub the head of your cock just. Oh, against my clit, just pushing, but never quite enough. Oh god, I want you so much. And you know, you could just watch me, or at some point I would just, God, I would probably start to beg you to have your fucking way with me. Oh. Oh my god, you're so hard. Glistening. All my wetness. And all your pre-cum. And you want me so fucking much. Oh, it's incredible that you're just resisting. Still. And you're just doing it because you like to tease me and you like me to ask, to beg for your cock. Oh god, please, please, I want you inside me. I want you. Oh please. Oh, now I have two fingers inside me. My tongue is just, oh gosh, just, God, would you go nice and slow, or would you pound because you want me so badly? So badly, but because you're so fucking hot. Oh, there's nothing you wouldn't do. Nothing you would ask me for. Oh, to make sure that people want this so much. And I want you just as much as you want me. Oh, please, I wanna come. Oh, please, please, please.
She could see how how loud my heart is beating right now. Well, fun fact, that was actually with all the listening that I've done, that was the first time that I actually came thinking of something that I've listened to. So maybe not quite experienced, and maybe I lost my words a bit, but maybe that's special and it's all right. I just have to
stay here blissfully for a moment. Oh, my brain just went a bit blank, so I might not have much more to entertain you with. But I hope that this was entertaining enough. I don't know, let me know.